Yeah, I think any time you defend, you'd like to do it the same golf course. You know, you have so many good memories of shots and stuff that you've hit around, you know, the course where you won. So it is what it is. Like I said before, you know, this is a course that I do know better than most, and it'll be a great week.
We talked a little bit about in your press conference about, you know, the being in the military and being a pioneer in that regard. And we talked about it a little bit as well. But I wanted to go a little bit further in that. What responsibility do you feel as being, you know, the only serviceman to be on tour with a card, to have been a winner? What do you want to do with that responsibility?
Well, I take it very seriously. You know, I am the only military veteran on tour, and I take that responsibility very seriously to honor the military, to represent the military well, the military at large, the Navy, the Naval Academy, all veterans. You know, I take it very, very seriously and want to do that well and want to be, you know, I want to use my brand to bring awareness to the things that the military needs as well.
What are some of those things?
Well, I think it's an ever-changing landscape of, you know, I think the first and foremost thing that the military needs is support. You know, just knowing that the people at home that you are working for to defend, you know, our country care, and that they want to stand behind you, and that they're proud of you, and I would say that generally is the case. Like, don't get me wrong, I think that's not something that needs a dramatic facelift in our country. That is something that we do well, and we do it very, very well on the PGA Tour, and so that's one of the reasons that I love being kind of the military rep on the PGA Tour.
As far as your career and the way it's going, you get the highlight thus far, you know, about a year ago. What would you say was harder, getting to that point or trying to stay there and get back into the winner's circle?
Probably a little bit of both. They're probably equally as difficult. I mean, there's, you know, 150 guys each week that can win, and there's 150 really, really, really good golfers playing each week. And so it is a very, very competitive environment, and there's a lot of really, really good players. And so, it was said to me shortly after I won, it said that first one's great, the second one's harder to get, and then after that, the floodgates open. So I mean, I think that, you know, I've had maybe two chances to kind of get close to winning since I've won now. And yeah, we're just trying to – I definitely – him trying to do it again, and I could feel myself more comfortable with those opportunities as they came along in the last couple of weeks.
And a couple of weeks ago, you had a top 10 and were in there. When we last spoke, you were just about ready to go to Augusta, and the excitement of going there for the first time, you got to go to the Players and Sawgrass, just back from that one for the first time, being on these iconic courses. What are some moments you've taken away so far from that?
You know, a few things. Just being on the greatest golf courses in the world, like, that's the perk of the job. We play, not only do we play the best courses, but we play them at their peak condition as well. And so it's really, I mean, it spoils you as far as golf goes to be able to play those courses and be able to play them in the conditions that we play them in. And I mean, they're just so firm and so fast, and it really is fun to play.
Augusta National, was it what you thought it would be?
I mean, Augusta, I think what surprised me the most was the amount of people there on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I think they actually sell more tickets for the practice rounds, and so, it is packed, and people are everywhere, and it's, you know, actually, I was walking down a fairway in a practice round, and kind of said to the guy who was playing, I said, feels a little bit like we're the zoo animals right now. Like, we're kind of in the cage on display right now. And then, hey, that is what we do, you know, at the core of our business. It's entertainment. And so, you know, it's really fun to see all the people that come out and want to watch the world's best compete.
Thank you so much, Billy. Best of luck. I look forward to seeing you out here for the QL loans and get that number 2.
Sounds good. Thanks.